Okay.
Shh. Okay, let's go with the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph, and Mabez. Okay, so we continue the Perek, the Mishnayis are all about Halakas Neiros. Halakas Neiros of on Erev Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, Al Shalosh Na Averos, Nashim Mesos Bishas Leidasan. Three Averos, as a punishment to three Averos, women die during childbirth. As we will see why during childbirth and why these three Averos. Al Sheinan Zahiris Benita, Bechalu Ubahadlakas Haner. Because they are not careful with Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Taras and Mishpacha. Bechala, they're not makpid about being mafresh chala from their isa, from their dough, ubahadlakas aner, and with lighting candles. Those three averus. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has an important ha'ara on the Mishnah that he says the Mishnah is not parallel. It should have said nida chala ner, or something about keeping nida hafreshas chala hadlakas aner. Why mention the verb by hadlakas aner and not the others? So he just notes it's a beautiful ha'ara. He says. Vaha delo is a Rukib Eger on the Mishnah. Vadalotani stam ubiner, kemo de tani ubechala, velotani ubehafrashas chala. Why is it in parallel? The hatana bratza larames, lamanti isa petikune zohar, shebalabayas yisakin esaneros, the ishto tadlik. Mishimachi tani ubalakasaner, lomar de tikin lap ala rami. This is to hint to us that the woman is supposed to light the candles, but the husband is supposed to set up the candles. And that's why women are in charge of neither chala hadlakas aner, lighting the candles, but setting up the candles, being a misakin the candles, that's should be on the husband. The husband should try to make it his business to set up the candles. If he's going to be late from, especially on a long Friday, should definitely when he comes home, the husband should set up the candles. If it's a short Friday in the winter, you could do it Thursday night even. But that is part of so he should at least have part of the mitzvah of hadlakas aneres. As we will see today, the mitzvah of hadlakas aneres is both on the man and the woman. For some reason, which we'll see, the woman does it. That's the Minhag Yisrael for many, many years. But in terms of the chiyuv, the man should take some part of it, and that is in the Hadlakas HaNeiros. Okay. And that is, so just one other Ha'ara that we mentioned in the past. I just wanted to read you the Shulchan Aruch about it. It says he should set up the candles. So some have the old Minhag of the woman lighting. The man lighting the candles and then putting it out. So the Rama already quotes this. When we come makom at the end of Reis Amach Dalin, Nagu lahadla kapsila ulachabosa kadesh tehe mechorechas v'yochas b'hor yafeh. The minhag the Rama quotes is that the man lights and then puts it out so that it's easier to light. The Rama quotes the minhag, but again, as we mentioned, that bizman hazeh, generally that's not the case. If a woman does not want a husband to light the candles, then he shouldn't because this is her mitzvah. And nowadays they light beautifully without being lit beforehand. So that is if it's a family minhag and the woman doesn't care and she says yeah it's fine then fine, but if she has dibs, she has the rights and to say that she doesn't like it. Okay, Gemara. So why dafka these three averos? Nida my time. Why this avera? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak he kilkala b'chadri bitna l'fichach tilke b'chadri bitna. She was makalkel. She sinned b'chadri bitna on her insides, meaning hilchas nida. Therefore, she will be hit. She will get punished b'chadri bitna on her insides, similar to an isha sota. Isha sota, the Torah describes in next week's parsha, Naso. One of the few years, unusual, Nasa was before Shavuos. But in Parashat Nasa, it describes how Isha Sota's punishment starts from her beten, because also she sinned with her beten. Anyway, says the Gemara, Tenech Nida, so that on this explains Nida. Chalavat lakas aner ma'ikel ameimar. What about the other two? Kididarash ahu gali la'a. Like that person from the Galil darshint, aleid Rav Chisda. In front of Rav Chisda. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Revi'ez dam nasati lefachem, aliski dam izharti eschem. I gave you a revi'ez dam, meaning life. Revi'ez dam is life. We paskin that the revi'ez dam is metame ba'ohel. That is, that's the symbol of life. A revi'ez of blood is a symbol of life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave you a revi'ez dam, it means he gives us life. There's a machlokas. What about a revi'ez dam from two different mesim? Is that metame ba'ohel? That's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. But if it's a revi'ez dam of one mace, that's for sure talking about because that's a symbolism of a person. So Hashem says, I gave you a revi'ez dam, so be careful about iske dam. Al iske dam esarti eschem. That's the second reason for the nida issue. So the Gemara continues, Rashis karasi eschem. I called you Rashis. Right? Rashi says Rashis tevuasa. Al iske, we're the rachis of Hashem. Al iske rachis esarti eschem. I warned you about iske rachis, things having to do with rachis, with firsts. If you look in the Torah, all the firsts are called rachis. Chala is called rachis. Truma is called rachis. Bikurim is called rachis. So Hashem says, you're rachis, be careful with rachis. That's why the significance of chala, even the Mishnayis in the end of Zeruim, I think, talk about the tziruf. Could different kinds of rashes be mitztarif, combined with each other in terms of asering? What if you have a chatzizayis of truma and a chatzizayis of bikurim? Could that be mitztarif? Usually you don't say two different isurim could be mitztarif. If you have treif and you have a pigle, you know, it can't be mitztarif. But it could be that truma and chal and bikurim have a special relationship because they're all called rashes. So too the Torah here said, the Gemara here says, I called you rashes, so be careful by rashes. That's why chal is in the Mishnah. Neshama shenasati b'chem kuruya ner. And what about the third one? The neshama that I put in you is called ner, right? Like we had 2 days ago by the Shiloh, by David HaMelech. So it says that the neshama of David HaMelech is called the ner, so it's better to put out the ner of a man better than to put out the ner of Hashem. That's why you're allowed to be mechaba the ner to save a life. That's what it said on Laman of a base. So here too, it says the neshama is called the ner. Al iske ner sarati eschem. So too, be careful with neros. And that is the, that's why the Mishnah has hadlakas haner. Imatem mekayimim osam mutav. If you're mekayim all these things, wonderful. V'imlav, harini notel nishmaschem. If not, I will take your neshama because you haven't been careful about ner, which is the symbol of nishmas ha'adam. Rashi here quotes, the third Rashi on top. Harini notel nishmaschem. V'tovad revias, I'm going to take your soul. V'tovad revias dimchem. V'yachabe nerchem. I'll take your revius of dam, and I'll extinguish your flame. V'yavatal shem reishis osechem, and I will be mavatal your name of reishis because you won't be alive anymore. V'nashim nistavu akach. Here's the Rashi. Why do women do it? Halakas and eros is as we spoke about. It's either or maybe both part of kavod Shabbos and onik Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. All other aspects of kavod and onik Shabbos are done by everybody, men and women. Everybody eats. Everybody sleeps. The mitzvah is in kavod about everybody. All of a sudden, we have this mitzvah of halakas neiros that goes to the women. So we know that, but where did that come from, and why is that? That's already quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But why is that? Kidamrina bebreishis rabba. Two reasons are given in the poskim why women have been the ones to light the candles all these years. He ivda chalasa shel olam shal yada nitrad adam harishon she nisram kachala v'kibso neiro shel olam v'shavcha damo. Somehow, so many things are connected to chava, but this one is on the list as well. That she caused the chala of the world to be extinguished. Somehow Adam HaRishon was the chala of the world. Hashem was torim him from the other nivroim, from the other beings. Api Kabbalah, he was the rachis, even though he was created last. It's like we say in the Chadodi about Shabbos, right? What do we say? That it was of a machshava tchila, right? He said it was created last, but it was machshava tchila. So really, Adam was the rachis. It was the last being created, but really it was Rashis, because she extinguished Rashis, so every week she has to be misaking that and somehow bring more light to the world. She was Machab of the Rashis, so therefore she brings more light to the world by lighting the candles. A. The Ode, and a second reason, and this is the reason of the Rambam. Obviously Rashi is not quoting the Rambam, but the reason the Rambam gives, Shetzarchei Habayis Teluyin Ba. She is the one more involved in the Tzarchei Habayis, in the needs of the house, and obviously this isn't something that that changes over time. Just because we live in the year 2005, you know, the reasons of the Rishonim don't change. Tzarchei Bayis Teluyin Bo. Even if the man is home more and the wife is working, Tzarchei Bayis Teluyin Bo, that's a halachic reason. And because of those two reasons, and the Mishnah Berurah, I think, quotes, the Torah quotes both of these reasons, if I remember. So that's the two reasons why the woman lights the candles. The Bach says on the Torah that even if a man wants to, what if a man says, I want to light the candles this week, come on. If the woman says no, the woman says no, that's it, it's her mitzvah. It's her mitzvah, and the man, you know, men do enough mitzvahs, we don't even know, this is a beautiful, wonderful mitzvah. This is the woman's mitzvah, because of the two reasons here, and it's not up to the man to push her aside. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim. I saw I have a sefer at home, Likras Shabbos, sefer on Halakas Neiros, so it quotes in Machlokas Achronim, what happens if the Baal lights instead, against the woman's will? Let's say the woman's coming out of the shower, is lift benching, and she's running late, she's like, honey, I got it! And then the guy's like, what'd you do? You stole my mitzvah! Oh, so we know there's a concept based on Maseches Chulin. If somebody steals a mitzvah from somebody else, he has to pay them Yitzahuvim. He has to pay them. You stole a mitzvah. Mitzvah's not say. So what happens? Does the man have to pay the woman for stealing the mitzvah, the Yitzahuvim? I think I told the story. Like, you didn't ever come to me. I told the story that happened last summer. I was going to give a ride to somebody in camp, and then the rabbi of the camp comes over to me the next day and said, "Oh, you owe me Yud Zehuvim." I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "Because I was supposed to give the ride to him, and then they called out. They found you were going closer to his house, so you owe me Yud Zehuvim." So he didn't make me pay. But anyway, so here too. So what happens if the Baal lights for the woman? So here's a little. It's not so clear why. That's fine, stealing the mitzvah. But what? Why is this case different? Because it's for the bias, and it's also his mitzvah. Right, it's just the woman is the minhag is for the woman to do it. So in Lahalak Shabbos, it quotes him Hidla Kabbalah Halakas and Eros. First day, Ein Sarach L'Shalim L'Asar Zehuvim Kedin Chotev Mitzvah. You don't have to. Quotes from the Sefer Machzik Bracha. You don't have to. Why? Because Kivadah Mitzvah Mutalas Alav Nami. Vabayis Vaner Shalom. Vein L'Ishto Alav El Atarom Is Bavad. Okay, it's not good for Shalom Bias. But it's he doesn't have to pay. But then he quotes from the Yavetz, from Yaakov Emden, v'yeshomen d'chayev l'shali ma'ashachad ben zchus ha-mitzvah. The Siddur Yavetz and from the Torah Chayim, the kivin do'isha zachsa b'mitzvah v'hi adlika tamid. And he says, that's it. You have to, it's not fair. And that's what he said. That's why in the Mishnah it says, sorach adam lomar base of service. Right, we're going to say the tomorrow's daf, I think. A person has to say three things in his house. Right, right? So even there, it's not that he has an option to light. He has to make sure that she lights. So it's really her mitzvah. I don't think any of us should ever try this, but it's a nice lumdis to talk about. But again, if the woman is not going to be home for some reason, and you know, or she's going to be late, or let's say sometimes a woman has to go to the mikvah and she's not going to be home in time for she's going to leave earlier, or for whatever reason, like she's in the hospital, if the man is home alone, or the man's on a business trip, whatever it is, you have to have an heir wherever you are. So if it's something, the man can light, the man can do the mitzvah. There are differences between whether there's a Kabbalah Shabbos with the man's lighting. Generally, for reasons not for now, the woman accepts Shabbos with her Kabbalah Shabbos. She's makor like the sheet of the Bahag, but she's makabel Shabbos when she lights. That's why she can't do any malachi after she lights, generally, unless once in a blue moon. Like if she wants to drive on Yom Kippur, the Erev Yom Kippur, but only with authority of after Yeska Shaila. Generally, a woman cannot do malacha, that's the minhag. And a man generally is assumed, there's an umdina that he does not accept Shabbos because he's still going to daven mincha afterwards. But that is the general consensus in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's continue. So far, we explained why these three are Averis, but why is the Shas Leida, the time of birth, picked to punish her? So Amar Rava, Rav explains, we're going to have five different Mishalim now by the Amoraim, that at times of Sakana, we have to be extra careful. And there's no specific reason that why Leida, but because Leida is a dangerous time. So that's why once there's a dangerous time, then the Malachi Chavala are around, and therefore you got to be extra careful. Amar Rava, Nafal Tura Chadala Sakina. If an ox falls down, then get the knife ready, right? Sharpen the knife. Meaning, because the ox falls down, he's in a dangerous predicament, so that the knife is ready at that time. Abaya Amar Tafis Tiros Amsa Bechad Michatra Lehevi. Tafis Tiros Amsa. A Amsa is a maid servant, a shivcha. If a shivcha rebels a lot, Bechad Michatra Lehevi, she'll be hit with one stick. Meaning one stick, once the stick starts hitting, everything that she's done will be punished. She'll be punished for. Rav Chisda Amar, Shavke L'Ravya, leave over the Ravya. The Ravya is the drunken person. To me, Nafshi Nafil. You don't have to do anything. He's going to fall down by himself. Again, similar to somebody who's in danger. You don't even have to do anything. They're in a very precarious predicament. And therefore, one has to be careful. That's what Rashi says. Kacha isha omedes leleid mishenis abra. Once a woman is omedes leleid, it's interesting that he says omedes leleid mishenis abra. Once she's pregnant, v'yitzricha levakish l'kadosh baruch hu liftoach rachma v'hu nimna. Right, and she has to ask Hashem to put her into labor, and it's out of her control. V'himesa me'elah. So all these are mashal. Mar ukva amar. Mar ukva gives another mashal. Raya chigra v'izei rihatan. Raya chigra, if you have a lame shepherd, the izei riatan, and the goats are running away from him, abav chutzra mili va'abedari chushbina. That means once they come back to the stable, to the fence, so that's when the shepherd's gonna get him. So right now out in the fields, right, the shepherd's running after him and they can't catch the sheep. But once the sheep get into a closed position, a specific area, so then even the chiger will have words with the sheep. In other words, again, if somebody's in a specific situation, they have to be more careful. Rav Papa Amar, and this one doesn't really have to do with it directly, but it's another mashal, it's another aphorism. Abav chanusa nefishi achi murachmi. in front of your store. That means when Parnassus is going great, then you make it a lot of money and things are wonderful, then you have a lot of people that love you. You have brothers and merachmim, people are merachmim on you. Everybody's coming to your door, everybody's schmoozing, everybody wants a loan. Everybody, when things are going great, when you're in front of the store, wonderful. Abav bizyone, but once things get tough and things start heading downhill, lo achiv, lo merachmim. All of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden my friends have disappeared. All of a sudden, you know, dafka, when I need the friends the most, you know, that's when they disappear, when it's bizyone time. What if I mishalom? Interesting question. Not exactly sure why you need so many mishalom, but sometimes, no. I guess if we sit on it and think about it, maybe each one is emphasizing a different aspect of the idea of the childbirth being dangerous. But you're right. There's definitely something deeper. But we have to sit and think about it. Okay. First, end of the first wide line. V'gavri hecha mivdaki. Obviously, where are men checked? Right. Women are checked. Right. During the shas hakana, for them is leida. Right, well, man, no matter how much a man has vicarious feelings for his wife in the labor room, you know, it's not the same. So the question is, when is a man mivdiki?
Yeah.
Is there a gemara din? These three averis are special. Yeah, they have to be extra special careful. The gemara din, it sounds like for me, the gemara din is not leida, but leida is a shasakana, and whenever there's a shasakana, then you know it's yeah, people are in a more precarious position. Right, but it's saying man also must have, doesn't say which averus men are checked for. So maybe it's like all of them. You know what? The question is when is their situation? Reish Lakish Peshash over Malagesher. When you go over a bridge. You go over a bridge, it's a dangerous, you know, like bridges, like we have bridges, even our bridges, but then you go over a bridge, it's a little dangerous. So if the Geshev is too low, only going over a bridge, Eimaka ain't Gesher. No, I mean, Reish Lakish says, whenever something is like a bridge, really something is a dangerous situation, Kol Makom Sakana, so therefore, Rashi says, any Yotze Laderech. Any Yotze Laderech, the Shas Sakanas, therefore, you gotta be careful, you gotta say extra Tehillim when you're on your way. Rav lo aver b'mavro the yasabei akum. Rav never took a boat across the river that a akum, that an obed avodah zara was sitting on. Amar dilma mifke le dina alei umit mitfisna bahadei. Maybe he's going to get punished on the boat. Something's going to happen, and I'm going to get thrown in with it, right? Like Yonah, right? That the whole boat was going down because of him. So that's so Shmuel lo aver el b'mavro the ispei akum. No, Shmuel dafka went on a boat with an akum on it. Amar sits in a betray ume lo shalot. The sultan doesn't have control over two different nations at one time. Right, and some Achronim point out this is based on the concept of Ein Malach Ose Shtei Shlichuyos, like we know from Parshas Vayera. That every Malach only has one job. So I guess if there's two Jews or two Akumim, you know, that's one job. But two different nations, Shmuel said the Satan can't do it at the same time, so he dafka went on a boat that had other nations.
According to Rav, what was thinking? Why would he be Dan on someone else's Avera?
He wouldn't be Dan, he would be Nitfas in the Avera, similar to like, once the Malach Chavala come, Ein Mavchin being Sadik LaRasha, similar to that concept. So once it's coming, you know, then once it's a Shasakana for the people on the boat, so he might be judged for his Averis, and he might be judged for his Averis. And it could be that he will be Nitfas. Rabbi Yanai just checked that there was no holes in the boat, and then he checked. Rabbi Yanai Latame, Rabbi Yanai goes according to his reasoning, Damar La'olam al Ya'amod Adam B'makam Sakana, Lomar Sha'osin Lones. A person should never go into a Sakana and say, don't worry, I got Nisim on my side. I am very worthy and a very righteous person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do miracles for me. Don't worry, a person should never do that. Why? Shema Einosin Lones. Because maybe you're not so worthy. Maybe a nace won't be done for you. The emotional nace, and even if a nace is done for you, it's not all hunky dory. You lose the chuyos whenever a nace is done for you. Amar Abchanin, my kra. What's the positive that teaches on this? Mikatonti, mikala chasadim, and mikala emes. Red Hashem, you have made me small. Mikala chasadim, and mikala emes. From all the chesed. Because Yaakov Avinu was worried that because of all the nisin that he saved from Esav, etc., so then. And from everything in the past, so then he, the case happened after, but you have done Nisa for me, and therefore I'm worried that I lost some of my Zechuyos. So that's the makar for this halacha. It's interesting, so there's a balance here between Ein Somchin al Hanes and going through life. It says, Al Yamud Adam Mabakam Sakana, Lomer Sha'osin Lones. Interesting, the Mesulas Yisharim in Parates, in Mafside Hazrizus. Mesulas Yisharim obviously is still the classic. No matter how many Musa Svarim are written, still the classic, whatever. I don't think I've ever gotten through it. To get it to like Parag Yud, Parag Yud Aleph, and then you're like just start having Yeish, you have to start over again. But it's good to go through straight. Anyway, so in Perek Tes, he talks about two types of yira. He says, Yesh yira re'uya v'yesh yira shota. Yesh bitachon v'yesh holelus. There's what's called bitachon, proper perspective in my relationship to God and his hashgacha, and then there's foolishness. He says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a natural way, and he says, Usvara nechocha, v'shiyinak atzmol derach tovi, yishar minat varam hamazika, v'shinivru la'anosh ha'za reshoim. You have to stay away from dangerous things, even if you're the most righteous person in the world. If you do things that are unhealthy, so then it's, if you do things that are dangerous, you know, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't say, I'm righteous, I'm going to get rewarded. He said, the Misha Yir says, Shlo Yinak Atzma B'derech HaChachma, V'yatzgras B'la Sakanos. You know, if the biggest Gadol Hadar jumps off a bridge, the biggest Gadol Hadar walks into the street without looking to the side, and he ain't said, Bitachon El HaHololos. That's not Bitachon. Hashem's going to say, I have Bitachon. That's crazy, says the B'sol Tisharim. If you do so, Hinehu Chote. And he even continues that maybe you're being punished for putting yourself into a Makom Sakana, because you're violating it. So he says, that's, you gotta know, he says, that's like based on this Gemara, Al Yamar Adam Makom Sakana. Right? And this has tremendous ramifications. Even if you want to say, Rav Moshe didn't aser smoking, Rav Moshe didn't do this, and we, first of all, that was 30 years ago, and we don't know where, then it was only linked to lung cancer, and what would he say now? But that's just as an example. Even if you could find a posek that says, it's not specifically killing myself. Okay, but at least it's at least a chashash sakana. It's a chashash sakana. That's why. But he says any type of dangerous situation. You know, you want to say bungee jumping is in here. I don't know if we have any bungee jumpers here or out there. But anyway, any makom sakana is something that we shouldn't put ourselves into. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take care of ourselves. There's a Radvaz, a beautiful Radvaz in Hilchos Malachim, I think. Hilchos Malachim that says that right, our guf is not ours. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us our guf to watch over. And our neshama, we use our guf for 120 years to be able to do mitzvahs, but it's not ours. We're not in charge of it, right? We can't be chovel ourselves. So therefore, we can't put ourselves into a makom sakana. That's not for us. Okay. This all, again, obviously, childbirth is unique. It's a mitzvah. But that's why the Meshech Chachma, by the way, says that women aren't mitzuvah in having children. Only men. Why? For Revu. So the Ran says Misayeya in Meseches Kedushin. So we say, I'm just a Misayeya. Yeah, I'm just a helper. But anyway, that's the halacha. Why is that? So the Meshech Chachma says Api Drash. Obviously, Api Pshat. It's Gzeiros HaKasuf. But Al Pidrash, why is that? Because he says that it's a painful and a dangerous mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't command something that's painful or dangerous. It can't be a mitzvah. Maybe Mila is an exception. But it can't be painful and dangerous. So that's why he can't command it to the woman. But the Meshech Chachma continues, but that's why he put into women a motherly nature to want to have children. To balance out the fact that she's not mitzvah. She's not mitzvah because of this situation. But then they put into the, Kadosh Baruch Hu was matbiya into her teva that she should want to have children. Okay, Reb Zeira b'yomah deshu solo nafik lebedi tikla. When it was a very windy day, Reb Zeira did not walk between the trees. He was worried that they would fall on him. Amr Reb Yitzchak Reb Reb Yehuda l'olam yadigash adam rachmeim shlo yechle. A person should always ask rachmanis from Hashem that he doesn't get sick. She'im yechle omim lo havei schus v'hi pater. Because once you get sick, then you have to bring out your schuyos. In other words, who is the burden of proof on? Is it sick until proven otherwise, or is it healthy until proven otherwise? So while we're healthy, it's much easier for us to daven for ourselves. That's why we say every day Rifa'enu, even if somebody is not sick. We say Hashem heal us. What does that mean? We only have kavana by Rifa'enu when Rachman al-Islam we have a sick relative, right? But what's real? If we say Rifa'enu every day, Rifa'enu is like a sparkle. We know you're in control. Please help us stay healthy. Help us protect us. That's what Rafa'inu Hashem Bnei Rafa'i is. Every day. That's what the Gemara says. We should daven that we don't get sick. Because once we get sick, then we have to prove why we shouldn't be sick anymore. And that's much more difficult. Right? It's like innocent until proven guilty, guilty proven. Once we're sick, we're in a situation that we have to be haveschus. We have to bring our schuyos to get us out of the situation. I remember my Okva Mikra, what's the pasuk that alludes to this? Ki yipo hanofel mimenu. By Ma'ke, if somebody doesn't put up a fence around their roof, it says you have to be worried that the nofel is going to fall. So, what is that? Mimenu, from it. And we darshan mimenu lahavi raya. From him, he has to bring a raya. And also connected, tan dever bishmal, ki yipo hanofel mimenu, roiz elipo bishesis me bracious, shahre lo nofel, vakaz of karu nofel. Right, so interesting. The pasuk says here that the nofel is going to fall. What do you mean he's a nofel? If he doesn't fall, he's not a nofel yet. He's not a faller. What do you mean the faller might fall? Just say the person might fall. So the answer is good things come from good actions, and bad things get rolled up from bad actions. If you don't do the mitzvah of ma'akeh, so then this guy is your actions will connect to this guy's downfall. So that's why we had a shiur about the mitzvah of makkah a couple of years ago. How much is it just mishum sakana? How much is it a separate mitzvah saseh? Might depend whether you make a bracha on makkah. Could you do it through a shliach? Could a goel say, I'm not a construction man. Could I have a non-Jewish worker put out my makkah? Do I still make a bracha on that? Any different interesting issues in makkah? Okay, Tana Rabbanu. Misha chalav anata lamus omrim lo hisvade. Rachman alaslan, somebody is a chole and he is about to die. What's called a goses. Somebody's on their deathbed. Omrim lo hisvade. We tell him, or even a little less than a goses, du vidui, confess. Shekein kala mumsin misvadin. Because all people who are about to die, du vidui. Okay, this is a halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya, in Shinlam and Zion, the beginning of Hilchas Avelus, after Bikur Cholim, it's like in between. But not alamus omrim lo hisvadiv omrim lo, and we tell him harbe hisvadiv lo mesu. Don't worry, many did vidui and didn't die. V'harbe shelo hisvadiv lo mesu, many didn't do vidui and died. Ubischar shata hisvada atachai v'chol hisvada ish lochelak olam haba. So there's a balance here because all the doctors here will know there's a concept in halacha of truth telling to patients. How much do you have to, again, in our society, in our day and age, you know, the all these laws, how much you have to reveal, you have to reveal, you have to reveal. But most of the time, that's true. But once in a while, very few cases, but once in a while, if the doctor thinks that something is dangerously, you know, one can tell the family, but to tell the patient something, it's halakhically, if it's information is going to kill the patient, then you're not allowed to say. You can tell the family, and the family can decide. But the doctor is very important, exactly what to say, what not to say. So what about this, vidui? You know, it's time to do vidui. What's a person going to think when they do vidui? So one always has to be very, very careful in these situations. You know, when exactly, you have to ask the doctor, you have to ask the rav, you have to ask, you know, when is it appropriate to suggest to a patient to do vidui? Because once they hear vidui, you know, that could be mishtageya them, and it could lead to worsening their condition. There's an interesting minhag, it's quoted in the poskim from the Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam is author of the Chai Adam, right? The Mechu'in and the Talmud of the Gra. The Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam is on Arachayim. The Chachmas Adam is on Yeredeya. So he quotes there a minhag from the Kal Kadosh Berlin. He says in Berlin, that's what they used to do. Whenever a person was sick for 3 days, they went into him and said, time to say vidui. Because Adam chole b'yom gimel l'chalyo, they went in to say vidui. And they tell him, look, this is what we all do. Every 3 days, you have the flu for 3 days, you say vidui. V'lachein en l'chal lidog mizaklum. And therefore, don't worry about it, but take care of this. V'kiva shibozim ha'kilos ha'min ha'kein en l'chal lidog mizaklum. So therefore, even if somebody's really sick, they'll think to themselves, oh, my friend just did this last week when he had a broken leg. And he was in bed for 3 days. V'chein roi l'sakin b'chal ir v'ir. And that's what the Chachmas Adam says. In every city, you should have some type of way, strategy, in order to do vidui without scaring the patient. But if the binag is not like this, then you can't do it just out of the blue, because and it could hasten the person's death. If he doesn't die, maybe we say, the Shulchan Aruch says, maybe the vidui is what saved him. Maybe the vidui is what saved him. Yeah. It's better to cheapen the vidui than to cause yourself to die quicker.
Really mean it. So he's saying, oh, I'm doing it because the other guy...
No, you have to... You do it with meaning, but you just don't feel that this is... You might not feel that this is it. You always have to do vidui with feeling, right? But on Yom Kippur, we have to feel that the Sifre Chaim Omeisim are psuchim. Do we do it with feeling? I mean, halavai. But we say vidui plenty of times on Yom Kippur. Okay. Adam Viter. Adam Yosef Lashuk Yehidam Be'enav Kamishin Imsal Sardiot. If a person goes out on a trip which is semi-dangerous, so then he should feel like he's been given over to the Sardiot, or the officers of the court. He's being led into the courtroom. Chash Barosho, once he gets a headache, Yehidam Be'enav Kamishin Asru B'Kolar. Again, once he gets a headache, it's a little more dangerous situation, so he's being taken to the Kolar, which is a little more chamor than just being led in, but less chamor than the following. Oh, Lamita, the Nafal. Once he has to go to bed, he has to take to bed. He's a chol she'in bo sakana already. He don't be enough kamisha alu lagardom lidon. That he's gone to the gardom. Again, Rashi explains here that's a place where they only judge nefashos cases. You know, so that's a serious place. She called ola lagardom lidon, because once you go there, im yeshlo prakliten gedolim nitzol bimlav enoniso. You need a lot of defense attorneys to save you once you get to the gardom. Be'eloi prakliten shaladom. What are those defense attorneys? Tshuva umaisim tovim. Tshuva and Shmais and Tovim are our defense attorneys. Right? One of the Achron in the back point out, I think this maybe is the Marsha, that this Gemara itself is alluding to the idea, we know Pi Kabbalah, that every time we do a mitzvah, there's a defense angel that's created for us. Every time we do an Aveira, there's a prosecuting angel. And they said, those are the Praklitim. It's like, Mamash could be a court case, La Asalavo, after 120 years. And we have to get all of our defense attorneys screaming on our side to weigh the judge. Capital J. Even if you have 999 prosecuting lawyers, you have the best in the world, and you have one zchus, that zchus can sometimes be able to outweigh the whole 999. If you have one melitz, one out of 1,000, to say about the person's straightness, correctness, and he'll have compassion. And he said he was redeemed from going down into the depths. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, a little different. Afilu tishame os v'tishim v'tisha ba'oso malach. Lachova be'echel eschus nitzol shnemar meilot echen mina elef. Rashi here explains that let's say you have 999 prosecuting attorneys, and then you have one other attorney, and 999% of what he has to say is prosecuting, and 1%, 1,000% of that one proclet is schus. That also could weigh in and override the defense attorneys. Okay, so that just shows how the power, the koach of one ma'aseh chesed, the koach of one dvar tshuva. Tshuva, we only think about tshuva. Oh, it's no, Yom Naron, I mean tshuva. You're allowed to do tshuva today also. It's not an aveir. Right? You're allowed to do tshuva today. You're allowed to think of ways to improve even right before the summer when we start thinking of other things. We're allowed to be makabel things now, even though it's not the new year. We're allowed to be makabel extra things now. Tana Rabbanan. Asholos aveir dashen beishos yoldos. Like our Mishnah said, on three Aveiros, women die in childbirth. Rabbi Elazar has a little different idea. Nashim Mesos Yaldos. Rabbi Elazar says, not connected to childbirth, but on these three Aveiros, they die young, when they are young ladies. Ravacha Omer, Ba'avon Shemachabso Soas B'nehem B'Shabbos. Very unusual. Ravacha says, another sin that's major is that they clean their kids' clothing on Shabbos. Maybe it's people aren't aware about the malacha, the araisa of malabain, of cleaning. Whenever we get stains, we basically can't do much. Can't do much if we spill stuff on our shirt, except change the shirt, right? If you get a glob of chalent, then you can take off the chalent, as long as you're careful not to spread it as you take it off. But generally, you can't do anything, so that's a aver maybe that people are not aware of. Or another chait is that they call the aron kodesh the aron, the closet, which is similar to in Israel, what are closets? Aronot, right? So they don't call it the Aron HaKodesh. They say the Aron. So it's Lashon of the Gemara that when we say the Aron, we say to all our kids, you want to go see the Aron? We should say, you want to go see the Aron HaKodesh. Right? So we don't get it confused with our Aros at home. Tani Yerushal B'Elazar Omer, Bavok Shedvar Mami Aros Mesim, because of two, and the next blot of Gemara is going to talk about sins and punishments. Sins and punishments. Okay, because of two sins, Ame Ha'aretz die. Al Shakoran La'aron HaKodesh Arona, because they call the Aron Kodesh Aron. The Al Shakoran La'Beis HaKnesses Beis Am. If they call the shul the meeting place of people, they don't call it the meeting place of God. Right? Beis Am is a pejorative term about a shul, and therefore it's not nice. Again, Beis HaKnesses, Knesia just means a gathering. But at least gathering might mean God gathers there too. But Am is no reference to God. That's what the Chachmas Manoach in the back of the Gemara says. The difference between Beis HaKnesses also doesn't mention God directly, but at least it can include God. Beis Am is directly about people. Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer Shlosha Badki Misa Nivru Beisha. So Rabbi Yossi says three checking times of danger were Nivra in a woman. Three of these Chatarim are checked, you know, at Shas Leita. Three times, davki, from the word dveikus, misa sticks to the person. For these three aveiros. Chada, kereb Elazar, the chada kerabanan. So the Gemara now parallels the badki versus davki to the earlier line of yaldos versus yoldos. The one that says is connected to childbirth, that's connecting to the badki. Because at that time, a woman is checked during childbirth for these three aveiros. But according to the one who says that it is just young, not davki during childbirth, excuse me, that's davki, just misa sticks to them whenever the time is when they are young. Tanya, last line. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Hilchos Hektish V'Shubas V'Maisros Hein Gufei Torah Halachas of Hektish, right? Things that have to do with the base of Migdash. Shubas V'Maisros, these are important halachas of Torah. V'Nimsru La'Ameh Ha'aretz, and they are given over to the Ameh Ha'aretz because, you know, when we have to trust people, they're giving me some, they're letting me borrow their saw. How do I know that they weren't makdish this to the Beis HaMikdash yesterday? They're giving me food. How do I know they weren't mafir shubus v'maisros? And Rashi here explains, we do have a concept called demai. Demai means that there's an isser d'rabanan to buy things from an am ha'aretz, which you don't know if shubus v'maisros were taken off from it. Truma gadola, you do know, because they're scared of truma gadola. But the other trumas ha'maisros, not. So then, yes, that's true, says Rashi, but at least on a d'oraisa level, there's no such thing. On a daraisa level, there's no such thing as demai. And sometimes a person is allowed to eat demai. If he's a traveler, you're allowed to eat demai. If you're a poor person, you're allowed to eat demai. So, mi daraisa, you're allowed to, you have to, you're, it's nipsalam ha'aretz. These are four halachos. They were given over to the ha'aretz, one has to be careful. Interesting, I didn't see anybody who connects it, but this has to do with what we did yesterday. Nasad ha'tatabe emuna, and emuna says say there's zraim. So, what did Rashi tos us there? Rashi said emuna says say there's zraim. Why? Because you have to rely on the other person regarding trumas and maestras. So that connects to this, that nimshu lami aris, that you have to trust them. Tanya, Rabbi Nassan, over Bavon Nadari, Mesa Isha Shaladam. Rabbi Nassan says that because of the sin of vows, unfulfilled vows, a wife of a woman can die. Okay, we're not getting into the sugya, the philosophical sugya now about how one person could die for another person's sins, children for parents, etc. Not for now. Now we're just getting some messages out of the Gemara. But again, that obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech of mishpat and tzedek, and everything is totally just. So if this type of thing happens, you know, we assume that there's a deeper level of action going on here. Lavon and Dora Mesa Isha Shaladav Shneamar. What's the pasuk? Im ein l'chol shalem. If you don't have to pay, meaning to fulfill your vow, lama yikach mishkavcha bitachtecha. Right. What's going to happen? Your mishkav, your bed, is going to be taken from under you. As a reference to one's wife. Rabbi Omer Bavon Nedarim Banim Mesim Kshem Ktanim. Because of the sin of Nedarim, a person's children die when they are young. Shneamar Al Titin Espicha Lachtias Besarecha. Don't open your mouth to cause problems to your basar, which means your children. Don't tell the malach it's a mistake. Why will Hashem get angry about what you said with your voice? And he'll be mechabel. He's going to hit your ma'isi yadayim, which are your children. So therefore, children are directly connected to ba'avon nedarim. This was hatara sedarim, well, a man for a woman. Or, but if a man makes the vow, it's not much to do. Not much to do. Tanu Rabbanan. Interesting, the Gilyoni Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, just to see why children and vows. He says maybe children, things that we say, Api Kabbalah, are also toldos of us. When we say things, that's also offspring that we're saying, Api Kabbalah, words are our offspring. That's why words and children are connect to two kinds of offspring. Tanu Rabbanan, Bavonet Darim, Banim Mason, Divir Rabbalazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, Hanasi Omer, Bavon Bittel Torah. Bavon Bittel Torah, children die, not Bavon Nedarim. Bishlam, Elanda Omer, Bavon Nedarim, Kita Amran. I know what the source for that is. Elanda Omer, Bavon Bittel Torah, Maikra, Dechsiv, La Shavi, Kesi, Espenechem, Musar, La Lakachu. For nothing I hit your children, because you didn't take Musar. You didn't take Musar to learn, for Bittel Torah. Rabbi Yisrak Omer, Rabbi Nachman Yisrael says maybe the Manda Amar that says because of the sin of Nedarim also uses it from learns it from this pasuk lashav from the word hikasias b'neichem aliske shav, right? What type of neder or shvua is a shvua shav for false Nedarim, wasteful Nedarim? So that's ba'avon Nedarim, also learned from this pasuk. Michdi says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Haina Rebbe. Thank you. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, we know, is nicknamed Rebbe, for Rebbe Bavon Nedarim Kamar. We just had two different statements from Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi here just said Bavon Bittel Torah, and on top, Rebbe said Bavon Nedarim. Same person, two different shitas. How do we put it together? So where it says, Basar Deshamim Lazar Reb Shimon. Really, he changed his mind. Once he heard from Lazar Reb Shimon that it's Bavon Nedarim, so he changed his mind from Bavon Bittel Torah to Bavon Nedarim. Fine. Pligi Barab Chia Barab Reb Yossi. Chad Amar Bavon Mezuzah. V'chadar bavon bittel Torah. One says bavon mezuzah, that's going to cause problems, not just bittel Torah. Lamanda, so we know the marker for bittel Torah. Lamanda bavon mezuzah had, what's the source? Mikra nidrash lefanav v'lo lefnei fanav. That we connect the pasuk of mezuzah to the pasuk right after it, but not to the pasuk before it. What's going on here? We know we say at the end of the second parasha of Kriyashma, l'man yirbu yameichem v'imei v'neichem. So you can have long life, you and your children. What's the pasuk right beforehand? So this shita holds that lo an yirbu is if you do mezuzah. But if you don't do mezuzah, rachman alasan, then there's no laman here. But olaman dar rabavon bitul Torah, and according to the one who says bitul Torah, mikra nidrash lufanav vilufnei fanav. You go back, not laman yubi yimechem, doesn't only refer to mezuzah, speisecha visharecha, go to the previous pasuk also. It has to do with Talmud Torah and Bittul Torah. So the question is, does Laman Yirba only connect to the Pasuk before it, or also to the Pasuk Tupsukim before it? One says mezuzah, one says tzitzis. Tzitzis, unbelievable. Tzitzis, it's not even a chova. Right? Chova is if you wear a four-cornered garment, so then, you know, you have to put on tzitzis. The Tosfos immediately says, Babon tzitzis, the Tosfos Yishanim. The little letters. Dafka b'yemeyem shayim alushin kach barba kanfos hayu ne nashim mishlo hayalahem tzitzis. Tosfos says in the olden days everybody had four-cornered garments. So if you wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, oh, that's where you're going to be punished. Aval hashta shein olam regilim alushim ke'elu etzarech liknos. But you don't have to go out of your way. You know you're not going to be punished for not wearing tzitzis b'zvanazeh as long as you're not wearing a four-cornered garment. Ach tov liknos talz v'alvarech ala b'chol yom. But it's a good idea. And this is, there's a lot of makoris. If you look at the last halacha in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tzitzis, we don't really have time to read it. The Rambam says, La'olam, I guess we will read it, La'olam ye'adam zahir b'mitzvah tzitzis. A person should always be zahir. Again, the emphasis. Somebody tzitzis today, as I mentioned, it's even more chomer. I mentioned a couple days ago, yarmulke, but tzitzis is even more chomer, because tzitzis is a mitzvah zaseh. We go out of our way to try to, you know, put ourselves into a situation of fulfilling mitzvahs. You know, so this is such an easy one. It's such an easy one. You put it on in the morning, you forget about it. You know, it's so easy. You don't want to wear the wool ones. You don't want to be machmer like the lachatchila of the mishabura. Okay, fine, wonderful. You still yotzei the mitzvah according to the Ramah. It's fine, it's perfect. But again, it's something that we all have to be nizer in and make sure the children are. But again, the children are only going to be nizer if the parents are nizer. That's step one. The parents see how nizer the parents are, then the parent can't get upset at the child if the parent never wears tzitzis. They scream at the kid, how can you forget your tzitzis? Our only chance is if we have, and then the rest is siyata d'shmaya. You know, we put it on, and then we have to have siyata d'shmaya. The kid might, you know, teenagers are ready. You know, it itches, right? So that, but I'm going to play basketball in 6 hours from now, so I don't want to get him sweaty. You know, they all have the whole. I can't even bring him to the school because I have recess. But again, we have to try to be mechanich them properly. Anyways, so that's the makor from mezuzah. Amad Rabbi Avon sits my taima. Amar Rav Kana mitema. Shila Mari dechsev gam bechnafecha nimsu dam nefashas avyonim nekiim. Also on your corners, a reference to tzitzis will be found the blood of poor innocent souls. Right, reference to the children. Maybe mezuzah learned from the following pasuk. Lo b'machteres mitzasim. I didn't find them in a machteris, in a tunnel. Sh'asup sachim kimachteris. They made their pesachs like the pesach of a tunnel, which there is no mezuzah on the pesach of a tunnel. Amar Reish Lakish. If anybody is Zaren Tzitzis, he will be Zocha to have 2,800 servants. Shenemar, how do you know that number? Kamar Hashem Svakos, Bayam Mahema, Asher Yachziku Asar Anashim, Mikol Shonos Hagoyim, Vechziku Beknaf Ish Yehudi, Lamer Nelcha Imachem. There will be 10 men from each of the other nations that hold on to your corners. So what's the math? There are 70 nations. 70 times 10, 10 from each nation, so that's 700. 700 on each of your four corners, that's 2,800. That's how you get the math of 2,800 servants. You have 700 holding onto each of your corners, each of your servants. Tanya, Simon. I guess the Shlach Hadar said you should always read the Simanim. Simon, Sna, Chala, Truman, Exelas, Dina, Shvua, Shifuchas, Giluya, Vinevelusa. That's just a mnemonic to remember the next Gemara. And the Shlach Hadar, I think, is quoted as saying that it's always a pikabala to read the Simanim. It's always good. Okay, we did. Tanya, Reb Nechemya Omer, Bavon, Sinas, Chinam, Mariva, Rabba, Besoch, Beza, Shaladam. Because of Sinas, Chinam, baseless hatred, argument gets greater in a person's house. Right? It's mida keneged mida. Right? You hate people for no reason, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be make arguments in your house for no reason. Interesting. What is sinas chinam? How is it defined? Look at Rashi. Sinas chinam, shelo ra'a bo davar aveira sheyehe mutu l'san oso v'sono. What's sinas chinam? The only time you're allowed to hate is if he's an avarian that is a mitzvah to hate. Anything other than that is sinas chinam. Which is mashma that even if somebody wronged me badly, but he's not in the category of a balavarian who is a mitzvah to hate, that's still sinas chinam, according to Rashi. Sinas chinam is only all sinah except for when there's a mitzvah to hate somebody. That's sinas chinam. So that's a musr. Fi'ishto, I'm sorry? A certain, let's say, somebody who is a moser, somebody who tells on other Jews, makes up stories to the authorities. I mean, there are certain few and far between people who are zocha to be in that category. Okay. So if somebody has said a schinam, then argument's going to go up in his house. His wife's going to miscarry, and his children are going to die young because of sin aschinam. Obviously, the churban abayis. If a woman doesn't take chala, there won't be bracha in what she has in the pantry. And curse will be thrown into the sha'arim, into the prices. In other words, because in the pantry, the stuff's going to go bad, so supply is going to go down, demand's going to go up, and the prices go up. They'll plant things, and other people will eat what you plant. Right? What it says in the Tochacha, Shneamar, last week's parsha. I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to bring upon you all these plagues. And you will sow for nothing. And your enemy will eat what you sow. So the first thing shouldn't be behala ela bechala. That's the remez to chala causing all these problems. But if you give chala bizbarchin, then you will get special bracha. You should give it to get bracha in your house. If you don't give shumas and maestras, then there's not going to be rain for your produce, for your grains. And there'll be tremendous inflation. You'll lose all profits. People will be running after parnas of in magian, and they won't be able to get it. What does that mean? My Masha, what does that pasuk mean? Tanit Rabbi Yishmael, Bishvul Dvarim Shet Tzivisi Eschem Yimos HaChama. Because of what I commanded you to do in Yimos HaChama, which is Tzia. Tzia is dry. V'lo Asisem, and you didn't do that, meaning when you had the time to give the Trumas HaMaisos, you didn't do it. Yigzulu Mikhem Yimei Shalak. I'm going to steal from you in the winter season, Bimos HaKshamim. So that's the reference to the giving shuvas and maestros will get you schar. If no stim is bracha, but if you give shuvas and maestros, you'll get schar. Shneamar, havius kol maestro al beis haotzar. Bring the maestro to the storage house. V'yehi teref avesi. And if you do that, then you'll have a lot in your own house. Ubucha nuni nabazos. Amar Hashem svakos. Test me, says Hashem. In lo eftach lachem as arugos Hashem arikosi lachem bracha ad bili die. I'm going to give you so much until you have to say it's enough. Right? This is the one area in the world. Again, I still owe you three shiur on my maestro. But there's one area in the world where you're allowed to test God. You're allowed to say, God, I'm going to give this tzedakah. That's why we always give tzedakah, right? We're no dave tzedakah. The one area, based on this pasuk in Malachi, the one area in the world where you're allowed to test God, right? Usually there's an aveira, lo sanasu es Hashem elokeichem. But usually the post can point out over there. This is the one exception. You let it test God, because the pasuk says aser b'shvil shetit aser. You could give tzedakah on condition that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make you rich. So you're allowed to test God in this. Obviously, I don't know if it's the best thing to test God. You might not think that you got the right answer, even though you did. But at least there's a little more flexibility in this area of halacha. My ad beli die. What does that mean? He's going to give you so much until you can't say it's enough. Amrami bar chama ach yivlusiv sosecha milomar die. Until your lips get worn out from saying, Hashem, it's enough. It's so much. I have so much already. So that's as much bracha as you are going to have. Okay, Hashem, we'll stop here. Hashem, on the Sunday, I'm going to be out of town. Menachem is going to be giving on Sunday. It's a great, very important daf. Everybody should come on Sunday. You should really try not to do it yourself. Try to do it with Menachem, because it's all about Bein Hashmashos. We've spoken about it a little bit, all the different times, the Gra, Rabbeinu Tam, all the Zmani Hayom. There are two daf in Shas that talk about that. Shabbos and Pesachim. The one in Shabbos is Hashem Sunday's daf, so Menachem's going to take care of it. Okay, so everybody should be here. And I gave him a handout of mine to give out. So maybe whatever it's called, print it into the computer. It'll be on the web. What's that called again? Scan it. Thank you. Okay. Today's shiur was Lechanishma David Sviva Dov Mordechai. Amen.